Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Thursday, 22nd of March, 2018. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by Deputy Managing Editor Zachary Moore and Senior Editor Lane Kelly. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Hello, David.
Today we're going to talk about the upcoming American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers International Petrochemical Conference, which will be held in San Antonio, Texas between March 25th to 27th. Zach, could you start us off by discussing some of the topics that are going to be prevalent next week? I assume companies are going to want to discuss the U.S. tariffs.
Absolutely. That will certainly be a very big topic of discussion. As you all probably know, we recently had steel and aluminum tariffs put on from outside the U.S. and just today, President Trump announced an additional $50 billion in tariffs to China. The big problem for petrochemical manufacturers is twofold. On the one hand, steel and aluminum tariffs cause the raw material cost for steel and aluminum to rise. Then that raises the cost of constructing petrochemical plants and pipelines and could put some of the new investments that have been planned for the U.S. at risk. On the other hand, on the end product side, a lot of producers are building material in the United States, hoping to take advantage of cheap feedstocks here to export derivatives. So if China or other countries decide to put retaliatory tariffs on U.S. petrochemical products, then that could also harm the markets. China has already, for instance, put an anti-dumping duty on styrene imports from the U.S., so that could be a very big topic going forward.
What other markets are going to be highlighted in particular during the conference?
I'm sure there will be a lot of talk on the whole ethane to ethylene derivatives value chain. Touching again on the derivatives, a lot of polyethylene capacities being built, some new capacities coming on for PVC and ethylene glycols, again with the expectation that most of this will be exported principally to Asia. So if there is any possibility of retaliatory tariffs, that will be a very big topic of concern.
Lane, any comments on ethylene?
Yes, Zachary mentioned ethylene. Usually when you go into AFPM, quite often, prices will be going up and producers go in there to cut deals with their customers. This year, however, ethylene has hit a 9-year low. And the derivatives also, some of them are dropping. Propylene just went down 6 cents. So you have offsetting feedstocks. Those are two major feedstocks that are offsetting some increases going up, like in my markets on the acetyls market on acetic acid. In VAM, you've got some increases outstanding, but they're offset by the fact that feedstock ethylene is going down, and you've also got methanol, which is a major feedstock for some products, has seen spot prices drop this year so far, and the contract prices are kind of in a holding pattern. So sometimes at AFPM you've got the feedstocks, the whole market going up going into AFPM, but that's not really the case this year.
Speaking of prices, this time last year crude oil prices were fairly low, and it was a topic that was repeatedly brought up during AFPM's annual meeting last week. Zach, what is the situation coming up to IPC, and what do you imagine that discussions will be?
Well, crude has been pretty firm over the past week. We did have some bullish data come out from the EIA, at least for the crude price. Crude did go as high as 65 on WTI earlier in the week. Today it settled a little over 64. But in general, yeah, the crude market, the crude oil price is high enough to be supportive of additional drilling in the United States, which will increase the availability of a lot of the natural gas liquids, ethane, propane, and butane that we use for a lot of our petrochemical feedstocks. So as crude oil drilling rises, especially in the shale plays, we do get more associated gas. So that will give us some more ethane, propane, butane, and will have an effect on all the markets touched by those, which are pretty much all the petrochemical chains.
Thanks to both of you for the preview.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what will be happening at IPC or in any of the markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com. And be sure to tune in to the next podcast.